Hey Dreamers, Joe here, and I am so proud to say that my wife Melissa and I have launched our first business together, monthlycardclub.com. When you become a member, you'll get high-quality, handcrafted birthday cards delivered to your door every month. What's the best part of Monthly Card Club?
I think the best part of our Monthly Card Club is that our members get to receive handmade cards once a month.
Go to monthlycardclub.com/dream for a 20% discount on your membership or single card order today.
This is the Dreamers Podcast, where dreamers share their stories to inspire you. Now, join host Joe Pardo as he interviews a dreamer who's living their dreams.
Hey Dreamers, I'm Joe Pardo, and today I'm talking with Army Captain Tim Daly, who is making his dreams come true by becoming an entrepreneur. Glad to have you on the show, Tim.
Thanks, glad to be here.
Well, first off, I want to say thank you for serving.
You're welcome, thank you.
As you were telling me before the show, you got real patriotic after 9/11 and quit your job.
That's right, yeah, I did.
To go and be in the Army, I mean, that's some crazy rationale there, but thank you.
I wanted some adventure. I wanted some excitement, and I wasn't getting it at my desk job after college. So yeah, it was a very enjoyable experience. Glad I made the decision.
You know, I'm sure you weren't getting a lot of excitement from a desk job. They're not very exciting.
Right.
What's your favorite music to work out to?
Oh my gosh. Anything that gets me amped up. So there's actually one song in particular. It's Bodies. I can't remember who sings that stupid song, but it's like addictive, and it just gets you raging. And it especially if I'm doing like a real heavy set of squats or something like that, I love to have that song blaring in my ears.
Are you talking about the Let the Bodies Hit the Floor?
That's the one. Yeah, Let the Bodies Hit the Floor. Yeah.
Is that the song you're gonna pick for your show notes?
No. That's I gotta be like in the weight room or like hitting a punching bag to listen to that song.
So let's get into some more background about yourself.
Yeah. So let's see. I was an Army infantry officer for about 5 years on active duty. I served from 2004 to 2009. Did one tour in Iraq, 15 months. And then in 2009, when I was getting out of the military, I partnered with a junior military officer recruiting firm, got a job with Amazon.com and worked with them for about 5 years, did five Christmas seasons with them, and then quit earlier this year during the summer to start my own business. That's kind of the cliff notes.
What would you say would be tougher, Amazon at Christmas time or being in the military?
Oh my gosh, they're so different. I would say, they're so unique, but they're both. So like being deployed in the military is probably more difficult just because, you know, you can't go home at night. You can't go home to your family, you know, you're kind of stuck in wherever you're deployed at. But Amazon during the Christmas season, the holiday season from Thanksgiving to New Year's, you're pretty much blocked out 6 day weeks, sometimes 7 day weeks, and no vacations or anything like that. So that is pretty taxing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm surprised Amazon lets you go home during that time of year.
Yeah, this is some long days. Yep.
I mean, they sell beds. They could just roll out a bunch of beds.
Yeah, I know. Right? Or like put cots in the office. Yeah, it's tempting to stay there, especially when I worked in Oklahoma or out of the Kansas facility. When I first started there, I lived in northern Oklahoma, and it was about an hour drive back and forth. And I mean, you know, you would leave work knowing you'd have to be back in 6 hours, and that was just not a good feeling.
So how did your dream of becoming an entrepreneur come about?
Yeah, so let's see. I did five peaks, five Christmas seasons, holiday seasons with Amazon. And last year, I spent half of December in Toronto for Amazon. And, you know, I've been working some pretty long hours from November forward, and I went to Toronto and was absolutely miserable. You know, it was cold. I was away from home. It was Christmas time, And I just made the decision in a hotel room one night in Toronto that this was going to be my last holiday season with Amazon. So I put together kind of a timeline, decided that I would let my stock vest in the summertime, talked to my best friend about it a long time, and decided what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to do something working for myself, not working for, you know, anyone else, and build something from the ground up, put together a plan, cashed in my stock in May, and left at the end of June, and then spent the summer traveling around with my I'm very close to my stepdaughter, traveled around with my stepdaughter for a couple months, and then moved to Colorado and started my business.
So before we get into how your family received you leaving the security of Amazon, or not so security of Amazon, depending on which side of the coin you're on, what is the business?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I'm an online retailer. I actually sell items on Amazon still. So it's a little circular there. But yeah, I buy stuff for cheap and sell it as for a profit online. There's a term for it. It's called retail arbitrage. There's some really good liquidation sources where you can really make some a nice margin on items if you get the right thing.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it. I have friends that do it and have done it, and it definitely can be very lucrative as long as you don't spend too much money buying the stuff.
Right. Yeah, it's all about sourcing. Yeah, sourcing's the only thing that matters.
So how was it received by your family when you told them, okay, I'm going to quit Amazon and start my own business where I sell, or I guess resell stuff online?
Yeah, so they were very supportive, actually, but a little skeptical, I'd say. My dad actually visited me in the springtime. I was working out of Las Vegas, and he was definitely skeptical and a little concerned about, you know, quitting. I had a very good position with Amazon in their Las Vegas fulfillment center. So, yeah, I mean, but very supportive overall. My sister in particular, she's definitely been a great source of coaching and just kind of being available to bounce ideas off of. So yeah, I think they were great overall.
Okay, so walk me through some of the first steps you took once you got to Colorado.
Yeah, that's interesting. Let's see. So as soon as I got here, I just started looking for different sources. I had made contact with a fairly prominent Amazon FBA seller. I'm not sure. Am I allowed to say her name?
Sure, why not?
Oh, okay. Yeah, her name is Jessica LaRue. She kind of taught me the retail side of things. So I located a few sources here in Colorado. They weren't that hard to find. I found one particular really good source. I tested out some of their – it's actually just a guy that runs a wholesale distributor here. I tested out some of their products that they hit, they sold. I can remember selling my first item. It was this Sea-Doo. I can't remember the name of the product, but basically you turn it on and you hold onto it and it drags you through the water. It's like a propeller, for swimmers. And, I sold the first one. It was like $200 and I couldn't believe it. And, I developed a relationship, started talking to the guy, you know, just outside of purchasing at his distribution center, and ended up buying most of his inventory in winter products back in August. So got kind of a quick jump on the summertime. And yeah, I mean, I'm still selling his products now on Amazon, pretty sizable clip.
Wow. Well, I mean, that's, you got to start somewhere.
Right.
What made you choose Colorado?
So my parents live here, and you know, my dad's getting a little older. So I went to high school out here. So I have a few buddies out here. And then the clincher on why I decided on Colorado is I'm still in the Army Reserve, and I was looking up reserve units I could go to. And there was one in particular at Space Command that sounded interesting. So so I joined the 1st Space Brigade as a reservist.
And what's been the biggest roadblock so far with all of this?
Yeah, so money, health insurance, giving up health insurance, a few practical things like that. I've solved most of the health insurance stuff because I'm in the reserve. So I use the reserve health insurance. But, you know, the anxiety over revenue and money has been a pretty big barrier. Although, like, mapping out and planning out the my runway, I made sure that I could make it through February. You know, here we are now in November. The runway's lengthened a little bit now. I guess anxiety is probably the biggest roadblock in overcoming that and kind of, you know, taking the chance at failure, giving up the salary to start your own thing without a guaranteed income is pretty, for me anyway, was pretty worrisome.
Well, Tim, I'd imagine it would be worrisome for most people, except for the people who are the, you know, very wealthy to begin with.
Yeah, right.
So how have you overcome some of that where you worry about revenue stream?
So I started with enough to get me through February, which was about 8 months, starting with some kind of a savings or, you know, a pool of money that you can make it just, you know, living day to day, paying rent, paying bills. For me, it was 8 months is what I needed. The health insurance thing I saw through the Army Reserve, just taking their, they have a program called TRICARE Reserve Select. Just reinvesting literally everything, every bit of profit, each Amazon pays their sellers every 2 weeks. And I just reinvest just about every bit of profit back into the company, getting more products and selling more items. I don't know that I have solved it, to be honest. I'm pretty happy with the growth so far, but yeah, I mean, it's still probably the top thing that I worry about.
So what's been your favorite memory so far in this entrepreneurial journey?
Yeah, selling my first item was pretty exciting. You know, just the idea that you could sell something and someone bought something from you that you offered for sale. Pretty exhilarating. I didn't expect that. But even before really starting the business, after I quit, you know, spending the summer with my stepdaughter, Melanie, was awesome. We went to the Grand Canyon. Went all over California, visited some friends, she lives with her mom in the Bay Area, got to see San Francisco and Oakland. That was pretty cool. And then actually getting established in Colorado here was also, you know, I hadn't been back to Colorado for several years, and it was good to kind of reunite and get to see my folks, you know, at their house. I hadn't seen their house in a long time. So it's been pretty interesting.
Ah, I'm sure. Coming back, you know, because I mean, you were in the military and stuff, so you were overseas. Where were you stationed overseas?
So I was stationed in Schofield Barracks, Hawaii, and then I did a 15-month tour in Iraq. So I actually had it pretty good. I was stationed in probably the best place you could be stationed at in the military.
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
Yeah, it was great.
So what do your dreams for the future look like?
Yeah, so I want to continue to grow my business, get to a point where it doesn't have to be managed day to day. I'm still, you know, every day I have to do something different on the business. I'd love for it to be on autopilot, or, at least, you know, something resembling the 4-hour work week or whatever, you know, like Tim Ferriss says. I'd also like to launch a podcast. I've done a couple of interviews with close friends of mine. It's very similar to yours, but I haven't published anything yet. And I want to see where that goes as well, like maybe producing some kind of content. And then the last thing would be travel. I just want to continue traveling. I want to take my stepdaughter, you know, everywhere I go and overseas at some point. And yeah, I mean, just continue to enjoy my time. I mean, I freed up a lot of time by leaving the corporate job, and I've gotten to travel to some interesting places in the U.S. I'd like to continue to do that.
I mean, that's generally the ultimate goal, is to become location independent so you could just do whatever you need to do from wherever you are when you are.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, if you freed up all this time, I mean, you want to do something interesting and unique with that time. I definitely do.
So is there any last thoughts you'd like to share, Tim?
You know, I mean, I appreciate you inviting me on your podcast. I would say, like, if any of your listeners are thinking about a big transition, and they're unhappy in their current position and circumstance, you know, put together a plan and take the leap. It was, by far, I've done it a couple times, you know, once leaving the civilian world to join the Army, another time to leave the Army to join Amazon, and now a third time, leaving Amazon to start my own business. You know, there's no regrets. It's definitely the correct thing to do if you're unhappy and you've been unhappy for any length of time, I would say.
Yeah, I can't agree enough. I mean, I'm in the same exact boat that you are. And, you know, creating a plan, knowing your expenses, knowing how much runway you have to just pursue your dreams until the money runs out. But, you know, you can extend that by knowing your expenses and knowing, you know, how much you're going to spend and controlling all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, the best way to alleviate some of the angst and worry is by creating a good plan at the beginning, and then being able to be flexible and to, you know, improvise as things come up, expenses come up, problems come up that you have to deal with. Absolutely.
So, Tim, I would love for you to plug your websites and how people can connect with you.
I mean, there's no content on there, but it's TIMDALV, Timda LV, on Twitter. And then on Facebook, it's Tim Daly. I don't have a large online presence. I'm kind of starting to now more and more. But I'll be publishing hopefully in the near future.
you gotta get yourself out there, man. That's what. Excuse me. I mean, that's. Oh, that cheesesteak.
You know, I'm watching you on the video feed. It's hilarious. Sorry.
It's all right. Yeah, you got to get yourself out there, man. People got to know who you are and what you're about. And that's what kind of podcast are you looking to start?
Yeah, so it's still a little bit up in the air, but I'd like to examine people's journeys, people that have achieved or been examples of being very effective, both in the military and in the civilian world. And I'm very interested. I devour a lot of content that takes people through where people are talking about the things that they've done. James Altucher, I mentioned to you before the podcast, but you know, he's a guy that's probably reinvented himself 3 or 4 times. And I'm very interested in hearing other people's stories. Yeah, learning what they have to say. Like my sister's been I won't get into that. But my sister has been a big influence on me. And she's kind of encouraged me to explore that interest in other people's journeys. And yeah, I mean, I'll definitely send you whatever I have whenever I produce it. And hopefully it's going to be in December is when I'm planning to actually get stuff published. I have recorded a little bit, but it should be available sometime in December.
Awesome. Well, I'll definitely have it in the show notes at howtodream.co, along with your Twitter handle and your Facebook page, so people that are interested can connect with you.
Great. Thanks. Yeah, and thanks. I mean, you know, it's funny. I've literally never given out my Twitter handle before, so I think it's funny you asking me that, like, made me think of, oh crap, like, what? How do people connect with me, you know, if they want to? Interesting.
Well, it's better than throwing your email address out there, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, Tim, I really appreciate you taking the time tonight to come on, and I know it's not night there yet. It's like late afternoon or something, but...
Yeah, but it's dark.
Yeah, I know. I hate the fact that it's dark already. But hey, at least we're not going to work when it's dark and coming home when it's dark.
That is so true, man. That is so true. I worked nights at Amazon for like 18 months. But hey, thanks for having me on your show, by the way. I very much appreciate it. This is the first interview I've ever done about me, so.
Not a problem, Tim. It's been a pleasure having you, and it's been a pleasure getting to know you. So I hope that people choose to go and connect with you and see, you know, what you're up to. And I think you have a lot to offer, especially with your journey now. I mean, I would think that you would want to document as much as you possibly can, because it could definitely help. Because I know the Amazon fulfillment business is definitely booming.
Oh, yeah. No signs of slowing up anytime soon.
Well, thanks again, Tim. I really appreciate you coming on.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Dreamers Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Dreamers Podcast. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/Dreamers Podcast. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the Dreamers Podcast, please send an email to j@jpar.co. This podcast is copyright 2014 by jpar.co.
Hey Dreamers, Joe here. I really appreciate you listening to Dreamers Podcast. If you'd like to find out how to support the show, please visit howtodream.co/support for all the ways you can help out. Thanks for the support, and please keep on dreaming.